Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Psychic Talk Radio. I'm Dax Carlisle, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. And joining me all the way from Amarillo, Texas, the wonderful, the fabulous Mary Brown. Hi, Mary.
Happy Saturday. Hi, Dax. Happy Psychic Saturday, everybody.
Woo-hoo. It's Psychic Saturday again. Oh, yes. I was just on with Dr. Rose yesterday, and we were talking about how, you know, Fridays and Saturdays, our open line shows are our favorite thing. You know, the weekend's here. And
yeah.
I think that has a lot to do with it, too. Yeah. You know, we're just lean back and relax and chat. And,
yes.
And if you'd like to chat with us, you can call in because it's a live call-in show, 714-816-4628. And we're also in the chat room. You know, I haven't checked the chat room. Oh, there are a few people in the chat room. Hi, everybody in the chat room. So if you're listening live, you just go to psychictalk.net/live. And there's a player to listen to the show. And below the player is the chat room. And you can chat with us. You can ask questions. You can ask for a mini reading right from the chat room at psychictalk.net/live. Of course, we'd rather chat with you on the phone. It's more fun.
Yes.
So if you're sitting on the fence, you know, hey, call in. Plenty of room in the queue, 714-816-4628. And as soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. If you're Skyping in, open up your Skype app, open up the dial pad, press 1. And what that does is it puts you into the caller queue, because if you don't press 1, we just assume you're listening to the show, and that's perfectly fine as well. But if you want to chat with us, press 1. And so it's open lines all show today and mini readings as well. But we like to have a little mini topic here and there. And I came up with this idea. I forget what it was, Mary. We were talking about decks and things. And it just popped in my head, you know, wow, you know, Mary has this colossal collection of tarot decks and oracle decks. We should just talk about that.
Why not? Well, colossal is a big, I mean, look, there's probably, you know, people that have been doing it longer and have a lot more than I do, et cetera, et cetera.
Thousands.
So, but it's a lot to me. Yeah, I'm not up in the thousands. I'm just in the hundreds.
Hundreds, yeah. I don't even have hundreds, you know. I mean, I'm one of those people that they find something they like, it works, it, you know, you just stick with it. A good example of that, I have a good example of that. You know, we were talking cell phones the other day, you know, and I've got the Galaxy S8 Plus, which I absolutely love. Fantastic screen and, you know, big size, everything like that. But they've come out with the S9 and the S10 and early next year. Hello, maybe... not 6 months, but about, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 months from now, they're coming out with the S11, although I'm hearing rumors that they might not call it the S11 because it's harder to pronounce S11 than like S2, S7, S8, you know. So they might be changing the name of it to Galaxy something other, you know, some other designation. So we'll have to see what happens. But, you know, I find something I like and I stick with it. And I've stuck with the SA Plus all these years, you know, since the S9 came out, the S10. I just didn't see such a dramatic improvement that I just, you know, I must, you know, change the phone every year or two. Because they come out with them like every year. It's just absolutely insane. And now maybe when the S11 comes out, I might upgrade, you know, but I'm also saving money, you know, because I just finally paid this thing off. You know, I was doing the monthly thing.
Yeah.
And it's 24 months, got it paid off. And it's like, I'm just in that sweet spot right now. And the thing with decks is, you know, I was gifted my first deck. It was the Dragon Tarot, which I really liked it, but I never used it for readings, you know. And I went out and bought a Universal Waite Smith deck. I don't like calling it Rider Waite Smith because the Rider company, you know, hasn't been around for forever. But I just call it Waite Smith or WS, or everybody else calls it RWS, but I call it WS. And because I was getting, you know, this is 30 years ago, and I was getting, you know, books and on tarot and, you know, reading different things. Everything was illustrated with the Waite Smith, you know. So I said, I better get that deck. That seems like it's the deck, even though, you know, through my studies, I learned that, oh, no, actually, it came out in like 1910. It's only 100 years old, but everybody thinks it's the original tarot deck, but it's not. It's hilarious. You know, but, you know, and I read with the Waite Smith, and I try to keep it clean, but it gets used. And a lot of people love using the really used decks because it looks like it's special and magical. Not me. I like it looking new. So I go out and buy another new one every few years, you know, and just use that. And, of course, you know, I've bought Ciro Marchetti's decks, because when Ciro started coming out with his decks, and they're, you know, beautiful digital art, I was like, yeah, this is it. You know, this is it. This is for me. And they got better and better and better over the years. It's been many, many years, like 10 years. And, you know, now he came out with the Grand Lux, and, you know, and it's supposed to be his last tarot deck, but, you know, don't hold your breath. He, I think he likes it too much. And, but it's gorgeous, you know, and they're coming out with a production version of it that I want to get. But, you know, I only have a handful of decks, and I was doing an in-person reading at one of the VSOs, Veteran Service Organizations. I was over at American Legion Post 7 downtown, and their finance officer had purchased a reading with me, and we were doing it right there in the office at the Post. And, you know, I was remarking to her that this is a treat for me because it's rare. Most of the readings I do are on the radio or with clients that are many, many thousands of miles away from me, you know, via Skype or phone or what have you. And I'm using a digital deck on my laptop or on my phone. I mean, I just find it so much more convenient. And I can, you know, push a button and shuffle. And, of course, a computer algorithm is going to randomize the deck infinitely more than what I can do shuffling with my hands, you know, kind of thing. So I'm mostly using the deck on my Orfleas program, which you can add different decks to it. And, you know, I just never got into the whole collecting thing. And, you know, I like my Marchetti decks. I like my Waite Smith, you know, my Dragon Tarot, which I don't use for readings, but you could say I collected that, you know, not really, because it was given to me on my birthday, you know. So how did you get started collecting? Like, how long have you been doing this, you know, collecting decks, Oracle decks, Tarot decks?
Well, you know, I guess, like, consciously collecting probably didn't really start consciously collecting until, I want to say, 2010, you know, not that long ago, like less than, you know, it's been almost 10 years. About 10 years. Now, I had some other decks, like I had two or three decks that I totally forgot about. Like, I didn't even remember that I had them until, like, I was moving and packing.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm like, oh, wow, I have the Mother Piece deck. That's strange. I don't remember ever buying this. I don't, even remember anybody giving it to me. I have no idea how I have this deck, you know, and that's happened with like a couple other decks that I found when I was packing up and moving. I was like, oh my gosh, it's so strange. And in fact, one of them was an Egyptian deck, and I really couldn't tell you which one it was. But what I found was like these cards from it that were like sort of all over the place. They were like in different parts of like different closets, you know. I don't know. I'm guessing at one point they fell down and scattered, and I couldn't find the whole deck. And then I'd watch like this like ghost hunting episode of some show, probably like Ghost Hunters or something, like, or Dead Files or something. And it was like, oh, you know, having these rent. And I read a blog, somebody was like, oh, you know, if you have like loose tarot cards, you know, something terrible could happen, you know. So it's like I gathered all the ones I could find and like just, you know, disposed of that deck because it wasn't complete and I was stupid and freaked out at the moment. But I got past all that. But consciously collecting for about 10 years. And, you know, and I don't even know that I bought decks with the intention of that. I think what it was is like the moment that I discovered that there was more decks out there than just, you know, either the, because for a while I kind of just thought, okay, it's either the Rider-Waite-Smith, the Tarot de Marseille, or the Crowley's Thoth deck, you know, and, you know, pick your system. And I went with Rider-Waite-Smith for, you know, kind of the same reason. So many books that you read and when you take classes in tarot, they base it on the Rider-Waite-Smith. It's really easy to understand. And then the whole thing of like the illustrated tips, they are easier to kind of get some information from for a lot of people rather than like say the unillustrated tips like in the Tarot de Marseille where it's just a suit and a number. But see, that's like not even true. I mean, the Solo Busco is actually the first illustrated tip. And you can see how Pamela Coleman Smith like took a lot of those ideas, like especially when you look at the Ten of Wands and the Three of Swords. But all of that aside, the moment that consciously I realized I was collecting was the moment that one of my decks I really liked went out of print. And I didn't even realize that it had gone out of print. It was just that, oh, you know, one of the cards got bent. And I'm like, oh, man, I don't want to, you know, a bent card in my deck. Cardstock wasn't that great. And so I thought, oh, you know, I'll just order another one. And I go on Amazon, and it's like, whoa, you know, it's like if I want another one of those, it's $200. You know, and this is a deck I spent $18 on just a few years before. And I was like, wait a minute, wow. What? You know? And then, you know, I went off Amazon. I went everywhere looking for it. Looked on eBay. Oh, $200, $300, $400. I'm like, come on. This is an $18 deck. It's not even that special. It's not the ones everybody talks about. Why would this happen? You know? And then that's when I, you know, went through my entire collection and started looking them up to see, like, okay, you know, are these still what they actually should cost, you know, what I spent for them? And, you know, found that I had like, you know, 30, 40 decks that were out of print and that were either in the thousands or hundreds of dollars. And so I took them out. What I call it for myself personally is like I take them out of circulation. I stop working with them and I put them away. And a lot of those decks were barely used, hardly used, some of them never used. You know, I might open them up and look at them because I'm fascinated by the artwork. I love art, but I'm not in such a position to be some big collector of art. I'm not going to be bidding at Christie's on you know, anything. You know, I'm not trying to buy Van Gogh here. But, you know, I love the artwork in the cards. And so for an example, you know, if you look at the Salvador Dali Universal Tarot that U.S. Games put out, you know, some years ago, you know, for a while, you could get that deck. Not until recently, you could get that deck for like maybe $75. He personally signed every deck, right? And now it's like, okay, yeah, you're going to spend a lot more if you want to get that deck now. So there's a lot of decks that I sort of missed the boat on most recently. Los Garbio has a limited series of historical reproductions of historical decks that they're doing, and they call it the Anima Antiqua series. And, you know, they're coming out. They're in the midst of coming out right now. And the first one in the series was a reproduction of the Sola Busca deck. They were selling it for about $35. It, you know, came out in 2017. And, I had it in my cart on Amazon. I thought, I'm not going to work with, I'm not going to do readings with the Sola Busca deck, but I so have admired it for years that I thought, you know, hey, this is a way to get an affordable reproduction of it. You know, I'll just do it. But I never felt like spending $35, right? Tarot decks to me should cost like, you know, $20 at the most, right? You know, ideally, you know. And so I had it in my cart, and then all of a sudden it wasn't available anymore. And now, right now, you can find it used on Amazon for $1,305. You can find it new on Amazon for $3,200. This is a deck of cards that was published October 8th, 2017. Okay? So why do I collect? Why do I think collecting is a good idea? Because this kind of stuff happens, you know, and I don't have a vast collection of artwork and gold bullion to pass on to my kids. I'm going to pass on my tarot deck collection to them, you know, and they're both into tarot. They can keep them if they want to, or, you know, sell them if they want to. But what happens is like when I first started studying the idea of collecting, what I found was everybody was talking about Rider-Waite-Smith decks, different versions of the Rider-Waite-Smith, the Pam A, the Pam B, the, you know, mint condition, not mint condition, you know, all of these different things. And to me, that was like totally boring to get the same deck over and over again when you have so many amazing deck creators out there that are, you know, kind of really keeping the tradition of tarot alive by reinterpreting the concepts, reinterpreting the cards, and putting that out there and bringing so many different ideas to it, that why would I collect the same, just different versions of the same deck? To me, that's somebody who's like, you know, really looking for one thing. And what those collectors do, I've noticed, is, yeah, if they can find like a very rare Rider-Waite-Smith deck, you know, that they buy from another collector who's willing to let it go for a few hundred dollars, you know, they'll jump at it. But to me, it's like that doesn't make any sense. I'd rather take a gamble for $20 on a weird, funky deck and see what happens. You know, because then I'm only out $20. But usually I buy decks with the intention of working with them, you know. And I had kind of, you know, approached tarot and that with that way of like, I want to see everybody's version of the sun card. I want to see everybody's interpretation of it. I want to explore what happens when I read with this deck versus that deck. What's the energy like? What kind of readings do I get? What does it bring up in me that, you know, works for the client, you know, that connects? So I love decks, and I think it's like the most affordable way to collect art.
It makes a lot of sense, yeah. And when artists like the aforementioned Ciro Marchetti, you know, when Ciro...
Your favorite.
he'll sometimes come out with an artist deck version first, and then it'll end up going into print through...
U.S. Games.
U.S. Games, Llewellyn, all those different ones.
Yeah.
You know, one of those production houses, and then it's $18 or whatever it comes out to be. But he'll first have this artist version, which typically is a larger deck, which a lot of readers like, because it sets you apart from, you know, playing cards, you know, and things that size.
Yeah.
You know, and it's more impressive when you lay it down in front of an in-person client that you're doing a reading for, and you can see the imagery better because they're larger. But, you know, he'll charge $85. I mean, some of them have been hundreds of dollars. You know, but it's so worth it. I mean, because, okay, so you buy this for $85 and then, you know, he has a limited run on that and then it goes into mass production and suddenly this deck is worth a ton of money. You know, I wish I had started collecting, you know, 10 years ago too. I see the value
of it now. And I got the mass-produced version from U.S. Games of the Tarot Grand Deluxe by Chiro just came out. I got it. Gorgeous, gorgeous deck. And I'll tell you, U.S. Games did a beautiful job with it. The cards are bigger than other cards of theirs, other cards of his that they've mass-produced. It's larger, comes in a lift-off top box. It's just gorgeous. I mean, they treated it special to me. I mean, they did a wonderful job with it. So I think it's definitely worth getting just to have it. And that's another thing, you know, that's another thing that people do is that they will, you know, there's a lot of deck creators that work with different artists that will, you know, put out a lot of different decks. I mean, you know, and Chiro, you know, has certainly, you know, put out several decks. So you could just collect Chiro's decks just to have that and see, like, kind of the, you know, the journey of him in his exploration of using art to explore tarot, depicting the tarot. I think that's a fascinating thing, just kind of like how people collect books sometimes, you know, to kind of follow the journey of an author. You could do that with Chiro's. You could do that with Barbara Moore. You could do that with, you know, the Matthews, John and Caitlin Matthews as well. You know, people that put out a lot of decks. I know people that did that with Doreen Virtue's Angel decks. You know, I've got a whole bunch of her decks too, and, you know, she's not going to be making any decks anymore.
Oh, there's a comment about that, Mary, in the chat room. I read that earlier. Joyful Citizen said the exact same thing about 7 minutes ago or so. It said, speaking of decks going out of print, a lot of folks are grabbing up anything Doreen Virtue. And see, that makes a lot of sense.
Oh, it does, because all of those decks are being reissued, or a lot of them are being reissued. The ones that Radley Valentine did with her. So, like, that started, I think, with the tarot when she did her first Angel Tarot deck. You know, it has Doreen Virtue and Radley Valentine on it. And now those are being reissued with just Radley's name on them because she wanted her name taken off because she's, you know, gone a different direction with her life. I have all those Doreen and Radley decks that were initially just Doreen. And there was something about that, just to speak a little bit about it. You know, when the whole kerfluffle, the Doreen kerfluffle started to happen and stuff, one of the first things that she said, there was one deck in particular that I remember her really, like, pinpointing and saying, like, get rid of it. Don't use it. I made a big mistake. And that was her Ascended Masters Oracle deck. And I immediately took that deck out of circulation for myself. I'm like, okay, you know, when somebody says, like, uh-oh, big mistake, I didn't mean to do it, and you have a copy of it, you want to hold on to that. Because eventually people are going to want the one with the mistake on it. It's just like with coin collectors where there's a mistake in the minting. You know, when the coins are taken out of circulation, you know, later on those become, like, really valuable.
Exactly. And by the way, when you were talking about Tarot Grand Lux by Chiro Marchetti, as you were talking, I was literally going over to Amazon and putting it on my shopping list.
See? Yeah. Oh, you're going to love it. You have to be his biggest fan.
You're his biggest fan,
and you guys have had such a great sort of. Remember, didn't he make the logo for the Tarot Guild?
I was just going to say that he made the logo for the Tarot Guild, you know, the square logo, and also the cover for our website, which of course we're rebuilding the website. But if you go over to psychictalk.net/tarot That's psychictalk.net/tarot. That's the page on our Psychic Talk radio website that talks about the Tarot Guild, and you'll see the header from the old website right on there that Ciro Marchetti made for us, and also the logo right there.
Yeah.
He made that back in God 2010 for us. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
he's been good to you. Yeah,
absolutely.
Just been wonderful.
And I haven't got this deck yet, but I'm going to at some point. It's $30, so it's a little bit more expensive than, you know, most mass produced decks. But you said it's a little bigger.
It's
and
bigger
more luxurious.
And it's it is. The feel of it is terrific, and it's got a nice lift top box, you know, not one of those like, you know, foldy things that like always get messed up. So you can keep it in its box. Yeah, it's a nice box. Like they went the extra mile. They did a good job. But, you know, and it's funny, you know, it's like sometimes like the strangest little decks. I mean, I have found decks in, you know, discount bookstores, on the clearance rack at different bookstores. You know, for a while, there was a bookstore here that was going out of business, and I swear they had 10 copies at least that they were like almost giving away. It was like $5 for, the Vampire Tarot by, you know, and this is a guy that, you know, makes a lot of great decks too. Gosh, I can't think of the name. Robert. Oh, he did the Sevenfold Mystery Oracle and the, what is his name? Famous tarot guy, and I can't believe it's just like it went. I'm going to say, here, I'll look it up really quick. Really quick. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I can't remember the guy's name. Oh, you would. Robert Place. You know, Robert Place. Everybody knows Robert Place. Robert Michael Place. He's done a whole bunch of different decks. But the Vampire Tarot, I found it this going out of business sale. They had like 10 copies. I only got one copy and got it for $10. And now, you know, it's. Last time I checked, it was like $126 for that deck online.
Oh yeah, it's so funny. I was shouting Robert Place, and I thought I had taken myself off mute, but I actually put myself on mute, and I'm like shouting at you and talking, and I'm like, oh, I remember Robert Place, you know, and you were looking it up. Oh, it was hilarious. mute is your friend, but it doesn't always work the way you want it to. Hey, real quickly, let me give out the phone number again. We'll start taking some calls. So if you're listening live out there, this is the time to get into the queue. It's a rather quiet Saturday, so there's lots of room. We're going to get to your call, 714-816-4628. Remember to press 1 on your dial pad as soon as you get through. 714-816-4628. And join us in the chat room over at psychictalk.net/live. If anybody in there, you know, wants to ask, you know, thanks for the comments, and we definitely love comments. You know, what's your favorite deck, folks? You know, like that comment we got about Doreen's decks from Joyful Citizen. But you can also ask questions. You can also get a mini reading at psychictalk.net/live. But we'll be going to phone calls in a little while here. Oh my God! So I'm looking at some of the images while we're chatting of the Grand Lux. You know, he made a whole bunch of things to go along with it, boxes and spread cloths and all of this kind of stuff. I don't know if any of it is still available or not, but wow! I mean, some of it's just I'm seeing some on Etsy and so forth, and his website, ciromarchetti.com. Oh boy!
It's
so
gorgeous,
you know when I started doing, it's so gorgeous. It's perfect for doing readings in person with people, you know. And if you have the matching spread cloth, and it you know the name is perfect, Grand Lux, because it just has that luxurious look and feel to it. Crispness of the images and the spread cloth as well, you know, because it's all done in digital art. And so, you know, you pull this stuff out, the client's going to go, oh, man, you know, I mean, this person knows what they're doing, and you know, the luxuriousness of the deck and the spread cloth and everything, you know, I mean, that's all going to translate over to you as the reader, you know, that you take the time and expense, you know, to get tools, you know, that are really stand out, you know, like in any other profession, you know, in the profession, you have tools that you use, and people notice the difference between, you know, you're using the ratty old tool, or you have the, you know, fancy high-end equipment when you come to do servicing or whatever it is that you do. But going back to the decks, you know, it's also Oracle decks as well. Mentioned a little bit about that, as well as tarot decks. And, you know, you go back 30 years when I was getting into tarot, and there weren't that many decks, you know. There was a handful, you know, you could count on one hand the number of decks in print and available. And within just a few years, it just started taking off, and suddenly there was, you know, a few hundred decks, then several hundred decks, then thousands of decks. You know, and it's just, there's a whole industry around that. A lot of people just like the artwork. It's not so much, you know, tarot and reading tarot. And there's this dynamic of, like you were talking about, decks going out of print, coming back in print, being reissued. And I have the feeling that now that we're in the, you know, 2, 3, 5, 6, 8,000, I can't remember, you know, I have no idea how many decks are out there, but I think that this is going to continue to happen. And you just go on things, look at all the projects, hundreds of deck projects on Kickstarter that people are getting funding to launch decks, you know, hundreds of them. And, you know, so it's going from a hobby of collecting to becoming a real thing even more nowadays, like stamp collecting, where you can develop a very valuable collection.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah, and it doesn't cost you an arm and a leg to do it, you know? It's like, it's fascinating to me. Like, because there's, you know, there's one deck that I remember, like, you know, when talking about Oracle decks, you know, I remember, like, I don't know, it probably was about that same time, you know, 10, 12 years ago when I started hearing people talk about Reiki. Like, oh, you should learn Reiki. Oh, this about Reiki. Oh, this Reiki, right? And I kept hearing it, and I'm like, And I think at that point, I didn't even know how to pronounce Reiki. I would see it, you know, and I'd think, Reiki, you know, like I had no idea what it was at all. And because I'm such a card person, I'm like, I wonder if there's a deck for that, right? And there were like two or three different Reiki decks, and there was one that, like, you know, seemed like the one to get to me, right? You know, just in, because we work with our intuition always on all these things, even collecting. And so it's like, it was on Amazon for like $18. It was called the Reiki Techniques Deck. It was written by Franz and Bronwyn Stein of the International House of Reiki, really respected Reiki teachers. And this deck was there for like $18 on Amazon. And I'm like, okay, you know, and it was all these non-traditional Reiki techniques, and I thought, well, you know, that you didn't have to already be attuned to Reiki and have spent, you know, hundreds of dollars taking a Reiki course. You could still, you know, learn these techniques that they included in this deck. And so I thought, okay, I'll get this. Maybe I'll learn something from it. And so I got the deck, and I love the deck, and it's been incredibly helpful using those techniques. But I would then start to, you know, years later, I've then started to get Reiki treatments from people, and then I ended up studying Reiki myself and becoming a Reiki master. But all along the way, different Reiki people that I would meet, I would say, like, oh, yeah, you know, they'd say, how'd you get started? And I said, well, I got this deck. And they're like, oh, I've heard of that deck. And everybody had heard of the deck, but nobody had seen the deck. And so I thought, I better go back and see if this, what's up with this deck. And now, you know, I look today, they have a used copy available for $995 on Amazon. And from there, it just goes up to the point
Good
where
God.
Some people are asking $4,000 for that deck. I spent $18 on that deck, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like I look at things like that, and I think, like, you never know what's going to become valuable. I mean, we can make our educated guesses, you know, but sometimes the most unusual things that kind of catch our eye, and we think, you know, it's like 10 bucks, it's like 15 bucks, I think I'll check it out. You know, a year later, that little deck that you thought was curious and interesting could be worth hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars. And I've had that happen with several decks that I happen to acquire. Like another one that's like way, way out there. It's like the Divinity Quest deck, right? And this is like a DNA activation. This was put out by this Almeen, the seer Almeen, if you know, she has a bit of a following internationally. You know, and I spent $25 for that deck. I just thought, man, that's really weird. And this Almeen chick is unusual, and why not? And now she does not, she only did like that one printing, you know. I spent $25
sure.
for it. Amazon, you can get a used copy for $1,826 today.
Oh, my
you know?
God.
And it's the weirdest deck that so it's not necessarily the decks that people are always blogging about or talking about or mentioning
right.
and saying, like, oh, you know, it's
never
like
heard
things
of it.
That, like, exactly, that were, like, never popular, seemingly, you know, that sometimes are the most, end up being the most valuable. Because it, like, comes around, like, you know, and here's another thing I want to just let listeners know is this, is, like, don't just go buy Amazon. Because, like, my most treasured tarot deck, that my working deck that has been, like, my baby the whole time, like, this is my deck, has been the Ludi Lescott deck, mass-produced by Lo Scarabeo back in, oh, you know, maybe 2009 or something, or 2010. Or 2011.
I love Lo Scarabeo.
You know, nobody talked about that deck when it came out. It's a funky kind of dark gothic kind of weird deck based on a fictional character mm-hmm. that supposedly lived in New Orleans or something. And, you know, and I had a dream about that deck, you know, before I knew about it. And then I looked up the name in the dream and then, oh, it's tarot deck. It's just a weird thing. And so I got that for like $18 when it came out. And then recently, I use it so much, it's in pretty rough shape. It looks very, very worn, you know, come on, you know, it's like I've done over 5,000 readings just on Keen alone, right? You know, so it's like these days get used pretty hard. And, you know, and I looked on Amazon, and I couldn't find if it was out of print. I had no idea it was out of print. It seemed that recent to me, and they were asking like $125 for it, and I'm like, don't do this to me, you know. I was so bummed out. So, but I didn't bite, even though I
I think I remember you telling me that when it happened. You know, you go on to get a replacement deck, and it's $100 and something.
Oh my god! I was so upset.
Oh,
you know. But what I did.
So there's a clue though, Mary. People should go and they should buy two or three copies at a time when they're only $18. And that way, if it becomes your working deck, you can buy more. I mean, you can use the other ones. And if you're collecting, you've got multiple copies. What do you think of that? But go ahead, finish up what you were saying.
I think it's incredibly smart, and I wish I had thought of it. Especially, like, if it's a, you know, you don't have to do that with every deck, but, like, the one that, you know, you start working with and you fall in love with, like I did with this one, then, yeah, go ahead and buy an extra copy before something crazy happens, you know. But what happened was, so I saw for, like, $125 on Amazon to be able to replace it, and I'm like, oh, man, you know, because here's the thing. Am I going to spend $125 on a deck I want to use every day? No, I'm not going to do that because then I would feel weird. Then the same thing's going to happen again, right? So I thought, okay, you know, that's when places like, and, you know, there's probably other sites too, but I'm telling you, the Tarot Garden, tarotgarden.com, and they're a company that, you know, they always have, I think Dan Pelletier and you know, works for them as part of the Tarot Garden, and they're always at Writer Studio. They're always at these big tarot symposiums all over the country, and if not the world, you know. But they had a copy of the Ludi Lescott deck that they were only asking $25 for. So I got my replacement deck from them. So Amazon isn't always going to get you the best price, especially when it's something that's out of print. People are going to try and get usually what they think it should be worth, not necessarily what you can get it for someplace like the Tarot Garden. So just a thing to keep in mind is that you got to really look sometimes.
Absolutely. Okay, so we got some people calling in now. Let's take some phone calls, and then we can come back to the topic, because I did want to ask you about, you know, if you had any comments on recent decks coming out, anything special or anything you wanted to mention. Get into that a little. You know, I'd like to do that. You know, do an exploration of the most recent and the decks that are coming out over the next, you know, 12 months or so, and put that together in a show. I think would be great. And then we can have images to go along with it that we can send people to a page on the website to follow along. I think that would be a great thing to do. As well as, you know, interviewing the artists and creators of the decks that are, you know, came out in the last few months or are coming out over the next 12 months. That's going to be fun.
Absolutely.
Fun stuff.
We should have Chiro on. We should see if we can get Chiro to come on as much as, like, we talk about him anyway.
I know. Yeah, I've done a few interviews with him, but, you know, it's really rare. So it'd be great, you know, to get him on and chat about things and where things are now with him, anything new that might be happening, stuff like that. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So let's see. I pulled the card of the day and I got the Two of Cups. And,
oh, nice.
You know, yeah, cooperation with people. I feel like, you know, when I look at it, I go, oh, look, there's me and you. In the way, you know. And you know, it's partnerships and cooperation and friendships. It can also have, you know, the romance side to it, depending on what the question is and what the other surrounding cards are, you know. But I think, you know, for today, I think that's a good indication to, you know, work on those partnerships and work on your cooperation and go out with, you know, friends and family and enjoy yourself today. It is Saturday after all. And the date reduces to a one. So that's about self. So, you know, don't forget to take time out for yourself as well. Okay. And then the day is the 17th. So 1 + 7 = 8. That's the number of abundance. And it's also the number of finances and so forth. So this would be a good day to, you know, take a couple hours or an hour and, you know, go over the finances, double check everything, you know, work on projects to increase abundance, partnerships with other people, especially with that Two of Cups being the card of the day. So I just wanted to give a little bit of that, the numerology and the tarot of the day here. Let's see who's been waiting the longest, Mary.
Okay.
Waiting for, I think they've been on hold for about 5 hours. We're going to bring them on. Area code 305. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Dax. This is Dax, right? Yeah. And Mary, hi. Your conversation has been really fascinating. My name is Eileen, and I'm in South Florida.
Eileen!
Awesome.
And
how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm an artist. I'm drawing, so I was listening to your whole conversation about tarot decks and art and fascination with art, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Have you ever thought of making a deck? An oracle
no.
deck?
No, but people see sacred geometry, and they see astrological signs, and I'm very spiritual that way, so I'm doing things subconsciously, unconsciously, directed by spirit when I do my art.
Oh,
and I could
beautiful.
Do a whole thing on nature if I really wanted to. I don't know. I'd have to attribute that. And somebody did an interview with me about painting through the chakras, which was a whole new take for me, you know, when I started thinking about it. Because when you're an artist, you don't think. You just feel and you just flow.
God, that's wonderful.
So I'm working on a piece right now for a contest. And I'm asking God, you know, what to do in this piece. And the only thing that I have to involve into the piece is a street lamp that signifies the location of this festival. And if I win it, and I'm really asking spirit, I want to win this. I see myself. I want to win this. I can get into three of their shows and be fee-free, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you want us to do a reading on this? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
If my direction where I'm headed is, if you got any insight, what I should be adding, because should I tell you what I'm already adding? Or no?
Sure.
I'll tell you what. Yeah. Why not?
I started with drawing these orchids and then seeing through the orchids to see a street lamp with the name of the street on there. And I was thinking of doing something with tables and chairs because it's a boulevard where there's a lot of restaurants and hotels and shops.
That sounds so cool.
Well, right off the bat, I'm looking at the Queen of Cups.
Yeah.
Has showed up, Mary. And, you know, instantly, and she's sitting, you know, she's sitting. And then Eileen was talking about, you know, the scene. And I just got coffee shop, you know, and the outdoor patio and people sitting there with their coffee and couples together, people by themselves, read the newspaper. Do people read newspapers anywhere? But you know what I mean. You know, that whole scene just popped in my head, so I'm just going to throw that out there. Go ahead, Mary.
You know, I actually pulled some angel cards on this from the Angels of Light deck by illustrated and written by Ambika Waters. What I thought was interesting about this is when I pulled three cards, and as I look at them, there's such an emphasis on yellow for some reason. All three cards have this beautiful, like, yellow, like it used, in, you know, it draws my eye to this yellow. And does that make sense?
Yeah, because the first big orchid that I did here is yellow.
Oh, wow. See? So maybe we're on the right path. And the cards, you know, these cards all have titles to them. And, you know, they're named different angels in this particular deck. And one is the Angel of Grace, Angel of Alchemy, Angel of Serenity is the last card. So I feel like as you complete this work that you're doing, that Angel of Serenity is like you're going to know when it's finished. You know, because sometimes artists, you know, whether they're making, you know, painting a painting or making a movie, it's like they when is it actually finished kind of feeling, you know, they're like
sure.
waiting for
sure,
that
sure.
kind of, yeah. And I feel like that feeling for you when it's really like perfected in a way, you know,
okay.
When it's what it's supposed to be is going to be that feeling of serenity where you're going to be like, ah, you know. So, yeah.
Okay,
so that's
great,
what,
because
that'll
I opened
be your
up the
clue.
Email this morning. Okay, serenity. Yeah, because the other orchids I'm putting in here are lavenders and purples. Actually, they're violet and purples. So the yellow and the purple working together.
Oh, that sounds beautiful.
And
sounds
I'm going to,
beautiful.
Thanks, I'm going to put in some, like, buildings, Zach, with Dac. Wait. I keep mixing up your name. Is it
it's
Dax?
D-A as in David, A-X, Dax.
Oh, Dax. Okay, there's an okay. Okay. So I'm going to do what you're seeing because that's what I'm seeing. People sitting
wonderful.
Around in dogs and bicycles and things like that. Like a street scene.
Oh, and by the way, Serenity for me is a coffee shop. You know, when I want that when I want that feeling, I go to a coffee shop. I order a latte. I sit down. I watch the people. And I get that calm, relaxed, serenity-type feeling at a coffee shop.
Maybe I'll put that into the name.
Oh,
love
that's
it.
An idea, too. Serenity.
Love,
I love
it.
That name.
Well,
thanks
thank
for the
so
call,
much for
Eileen.
Calling.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll let you know if I win.
Yes, let us
know.
Yeah,
let us know.
Okay, cool. I'll keep listening. Okay. I love the conversation. Thank you.
Thank you.
All
bye-bye.
The- That was a great call.
Yeah,
our,
so much fun.
Go ahead. Okay. Yeah, okay. Our next couple of calls, it's really interesting. Both area codes start with two, like the Two of Cups in my card of the day. And one is 201 and one is 210. I just find that hilarious. You know, numerologically, they both reduce to three, so it's communication and creativity. Hey, before we go to those calls, though, real quickly, I want to let people know some of the shows that are coming up on the network. Mm-hmm. We're on an every other week schedule with a lot of the shows, or some of the shows are actually on hiatus till fall. But everything's coming back in fall, 7 days a week. That's coming up in September and October. A couple of shows aren't coming back till October. But I just want to let everybody know and that they can go over to psychictalk.net/... upcoming. That's psychictalk.net/upcoming to see what shows are coming up because we are kind of on that, you know, every other week schedule with a lot of the shows. So the next shows are on Monday. There's actually two shows on Monday starting at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. How we can break our addictive negative thinking on the Wisdom of Your Soul show with Janice Fuchs, and that's followed directly by Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance with Catherine Hahn, and it's going to be Creating Vision Boards with special guest Sharona Rapsik. So tune in on Monday, and then let's see. A lot of the shows are on break this week. They all come back next week, but trying to see. I think most of the shows are on break until the following Monday. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting here. Okay. And then the Monday shows come back, Wisdom of Your Soul and Compassion and Light. And then Jesus, the Missing Years with psychic medium Rose Fullhorst and her brand new co-host, paranormal investigator and tarot reader, Dave Nunley. And I'll be back on Wednesday with Charlotte Kornberg on the 28th. Stephanie's show on Thursdays, Stephanie's Guide to Tarot is still on break. On the 30th, we're going to be talking about divine altars, and it's an open line show as well. The doctors are in with Dr. Rose, myself, and Dr. Sharona Rapsik. I didn't even know Sharona was a PhD till she told me the other day. And I'm like, oh, you have to come on the doctors are in show. And
right.
There's three of us. I love it. And then we'll be back Saturday, August 30th with Tarot Reading Through the Ages. What did they see? That sounds interesting.
I'm excited about that.
There you go. So that's what's coming up, and you can check it out at psychictalk.net/upcoming. And one last thing I wanted to mention before we go back to those phone calls there is for this weekend, I'm running a flash sale. I've been running it since Friday. There's 1 day, 12 hours, 5 minutes, and 22 seconds left, folks. So it's just this weekend. Jump on this sale, psychictalk.net/flash. Say that 5 times fast, /flash. Oh, boy. So basically what I'm doing is I've got my course, Tarot by the Numbers, where you learn tarot and numerology on sale. I've got my readings on sale. So if you need some guidance, you can book a reading with me for $27. That's like 75% off what I normally charge for a reading. So, yes, flash sales have the best prices, right? You know, so you can go over there and click the book now button. It's a big blue button with flashing book now. $27. Oh, my God. And that's psychictalk.net/flash. And you can get started in my course for $27 too. Yeah, this is a $297 course that you can read about at psychictalk.net/tarot that now retails for $197. I can get you started for $27. That's right. So what it is it's two easy payments of $27 or one payment of $39. And you can enroll in my Tarot by the Numbers course. Yep. It's a fantastic price. That's why it's a flash sale and only this weekend. psychictalk.net/flash. And you get my course. You get enrolled in the course, which gives you a strong foundation in tarot and in numerology. And if you want to get certified, your certification is included. Certified Tarot Reader, CTR. Along with, so you get certified by the Tarot Guild, the International Organization for Professional Readers, since 2004. Mary, we're coming up on 15 years. Yeah, that's going to be Halloween,
amazing.
October 31st this year. 15 years, that's right. And in addition, you'll receive your membership in the Tarot Guild for a year. So you get that whole package, and you get started for as little as $27. So all of
amazing.
That is over at PsycheTalk. Yeah, absolutely. But there's only 1 day, 12 hours left. PsycheTalk.net/flash. Go check it out, folks. So let's see. We're going to go back over. I don't see any questions or comments in the chat room. PsycheTalk.net/live. If you want to go join us in the chat room, make some comments, ask for a reading. Meanwhile, we can go back. I think we have enough time to squeeze these calls in here. We'll go to the first one that's been waiting the longest, area code 201. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
My name is Jackie.
Hi.
Hi, Jack.
How
Where are you calling
doing?
In from? Oh,
calling
wonderful.
From New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Jersey girl.
Jersey girl. Jersey something else. Okay. I'm just trying to see what the cards are saying about my relationship with the men in my life. And I say men because of my sons, my brothers, my spouse.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to know really what's going on. If it's a planetary shift, what is it?
What is it with you and the men, right? Okay. Should I go first next? I can't remember who's going first.
it doesn't matter, but yeah, it's your turn.
Okay. Well, I'm actually going to draw. Okay. Wow. Okay. So, you know, actually for this question, I think it's a wonderful question. I think, you know, any time that we need to check in with what's happening with us, you know, the people around us is always a good thing to do. I'm drawing cards from the Mystical Shaman Oracle, and the first thing that comes up when we ask about what's going on with you and the men in the life is a very interesting card. It's called the Giveaway, right? And it talks about the gift that you have to offer, right? Without attachment, without expecting anything back. And so it's like thing that, you know, it talks about this feeling of, like, gratitude that you have towards the men in your life, but also it, that you may be having a bit of a challenge when it comes to setting, you know, like setting healthy limits and boundaries for how much of yourself that you're giving away, okay? So it's just something to think about of, like, how that might, you know, resonate with you, or how that might show up in these different relationships you have with the men in their life, or there, or there's some that you, you feel like, wow, I need to kind of, you know, I'm giving a, too much of myself to this, or too much of myself to this person's problems or this person's issues, and I need to kind of, you know, make sure that I have balance as well, because as long as we stay in a, in a state of being centered and in healthy balance, then we're able to continue to give freely. The other thing that comes up here is a little bit interesting, and it may just pertain to one particular person, but it's the coyote card. Now, you know, traditionally, the coyote is thought to be a little bit of a, the, we call it the sacred trickster, right? And it's also the one that provides the sort of detours that we take that bring us growth and understanding. So it's saying that, you know, sometimes, you know, when you feel like, you know, you're going down the rabbit hole with someone, that it's time to, you know, kind of pay attention to what is it that you're getting out of this. What are you learning from it? How are you growing from it? And also, you know, we have to be careful of not being tricked in a way. And so, you know, sometimes, you know, something can come up where a person feels like they're really asking for your help, or they, or they need your advice, or they're kind of taking you with them on a, on a journey, but sometimes it, it's unnecessary in a way. And we have to, like, kind of pull back and remember, like, oh, okay, if I keep chasing this coyote, I'm going to end up lost for a while, and then I'm going to have to find my way back. And then the last thing that comes up is the card of the vision quest. And to me, this sort of comes up in the future position. And so what it's really talking about is with all your relationships, you know, regardless of, you know, brother, friend, cousin, you know, whatever, that we're, that what might be very helpful to find clarity on all of it is to kind of take your own version of a vision quest, you know. So, like, if you live in the city, maybe go for a walk, or pay attention to your dreams, or meditate, or anything that's going to give you a chance to sort of, like, shut out all the distractions and the noise and all the other voices, and just listen to your own inner wisdom, and, you know, pay attention to your inner visions. And Dax, what did you get? That's what I've got.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, my reading is in, really in alignment with what you were talking about earlier about, you know, creating boundaries. And I got the Six of Wands, the Success card, the Eight of Pentacles, you know, that card of putting your skills to work, talent, and dedication, and steady progress. And it, it's saying that, you know, you need to step out and make your own success. And then right next to this is also the Nine of Pentacles, the self-made woman card, I call it. And the card of the day actually shows up in your reading, the Two of Cups. And one of the things that's, you know, it's cooperation and friendships, relationships with other people. And of course, there's a man and a woman, and it can be about, you know, romance, but any relationship you're having with a man, your brothers, your cousins, your spouse. One thing that's not talked about is that it also, the card, at least the Waite-Smith version, implies being on equal footing. So there's that boundary thing. And then with the Nine of Pentacles showing up along with that, maintaining your independence, okay? Not allowing codependency to slip in, maintaining your individuality, maintaining your independence and being your own self, and establishing or being on equal footing with the men in your life. And then also I got the Four of Swords, which is the traditional card of taking a step back, relaxing, recharging, thinking outside the box, going on a vacation or retreat, recuperation, letting go, healing, going to the day spa. I mean, it has a lot of different, it has a lot of different meanings, but I don't know if this is for all the men in your life or it's talking about a particular one or two where it's almost like you need a break from them. You need to like step back. There's that boundary thing again, establish some boundaries, take a step back, control your interactions. Okay. So that's basically what I'm getting. I'm hoping that what Mary and I got helped you out. What do you think?
Absolutely.
Resonate with any of that?
Absolutely. All of the above. All of the above.
There you go. Well, like
too much dependency
to say.
Chaos.
Yeah, yeah. And what I like to say is, you know, you already know all this. It's just tarot is 90% confirmation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the call. We got to run.
Thanks for calling.
Have a great weekend, the rest of your weekend. Because I want to try to squeeze this last call in here, Mary, from the other two number, the 210 number. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Noreen. And I'm calling from Texas.
Texas.
Hi, Marie. In your neck of the woods, Mary.
Yeah.
Oh, Maureen. Okay. Yeah, you're sounding a little muffled. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe get a little closer
sorry about
to the
that.
Mic.
I'm blocking. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Now you sound much better. So what do you want to chat about?
So yeah, it's Noreen. It's Noreen, like Nancy, with an N.
Oh, there you go.
Noreen.
Noreen.
Yeah.
I was thinking Maureen,
Maureen
McGovern.
Yes, a lot of people do that. Or they think my name's Mary, too, a lot of times. Or Marie, you don't ever hear it right. That's okay.
Yeah, I heard Marie.
I was wondering, I went back to school to get my RN degree to do the LVN to RN transition. And I took 6 months off, and I'm starting back to school, I guess, again in October. And I just I only have two more classes left, but I had problems with the one class, and I have to retake it in October. The first class I have to do is one I'm retaking. And I was just wondering if you see any problems with that, or any problems I might encounter with this class again, or that if everything looks okay, like everything's going to go through, like maybe I'll actually graduate.
All right. Does it look like you're gonna make it through this time with the classes? Dax, I think it's your turn to go first, and then
I shuffled and I drew the cards, and then as Noreen was talking, the question kind of shifted, and so what I ended up having to do was pull two spreads. Okay, so For the am I going to make it through this and graduate and everything, you know, go well, I'm getting really good cards for that, okay? Hang on for just a second. I got to put your line on mute for a minute, Noreen, because there's, like, huge background noise, and I don't know what's going on with that. Let's see. So I'm getting the same thing as I did with the last caller. And with Jackie, with that Four of Swords thing, which is what you just did, that 6 months retreat. But then when you jump in October, it's the Knight of Swords. You're, you know, picking up the sword again, and you're, you know, galloping along. And then you end up at the World card, which you can't get a better card, really, the Sun card, the World card, you know, and end up at the Ace of Wands. And so that is the initiation of prosperity, happiness, pleasure, optimism. You know, it's a new venture. It means, you know, you graduate and you go into the field. So, you know, that looks all really, really good. Now, your original or your first question before it morphed into, you know, am I going to make it through? Everything's going to be okay, which these cards are showing. Yeah. Your question before that was a little or kind of morphed out of that one. But it was kind of like, you know, are there going to be any problems? And you know, I'm getting some cards that are indicating that it's not going to be like an, you know, smooth sailing through the whole thing. It's not going to be all, you know, roses and every, you know, there's going to be some ups and downs. And, you know, you really have to stand firm. I got the Queen of Wands, which is very similar to that Nine of Pentacles card, the self-made woman. And the Queen of Wands is also another card of following your passion and staying true to yourself and asserting your independence. So you need to keep that in mind as you go through this and as you hit the bumps in the road. You have to hang on to that impetus, that passion for what you're doing and following your passion. Yeah, you know, there's going to be some sleepless nights. You know, the Nine of Swords is showing up. There's going to be some situations, like I'm seeing the Five of Pentacles, which is literally the, you know, left out in the cold card in tarot, you know, redundancy, loss of financial stability, worries, poverty, reevaluation of worth, a need to invest in something new, lack of faith and perseverance. You know, it can mean, you know, anything along those lines, but I feel like there's going to be times when you feel like this. And you got to keep the faith because, you know, one of the meanings of this card is, you know, lack of faith or lack of perseverance. And then the Queen of Wands is the opposite of that. You know, so it's telling you that when you feel like this, the Five of Pentacles or the Nine of Swords, you know, and you're being kept up at night, you know, worrying about exams or clinicals or, you know, getting through this, getting through that. You know, you got to remember that Queen of Wands. You need to establish, reestablish, and, you know, hold on to your independence, your self-worth, and remember you're worth it and your passion for this. Mary, what are you getting?
Oddly enough, I'm getting like a lot of the same cards. Actually, I agree that I think she's going to end up graduating and get on the path and everything. My final card was the World card, but yeah, overlooking everything else was the Queen of Wands, just like you're saying. And then the other thing that too that came up in the past position was the Seven of Cups. Now, to me, that indicates that maybe, you know, what happened, like, you know, along the way already, you know, was that, you know, we got kind of off track, we got kind of distracted, maybe we procrastinated, you know, those kind of things come up. I feel that, like, if you, like Dax was saying, stay focused on your passion. And also the other card that I got was the Seven of Pentacles. It's like, you know, slow, steady, methodical patience, that's going to be part of it too. I think you're going to get there. I think you're going to clear the hurdles that come up. But yeah, as much as you can minimize, you know, like, oh, a squirrel, you know, any kind of distraction, you know, as much as you can minimize that, I think, and stay the course with your courses, I think that you're going to end up just great. And I think you're going to graduate, and I think you know, it's going to work out terrifically.
And that's what I was getting too. Noreen, does that all resonate with you?
Yes, thank you so much. Yes, I've had a lot of ups and downs since I started school. Like my, for example, the very first test I had a flat tire unweighted as my test. And I had a nice test up, and I made it on time. And like this summer, you know, 4th of July, I had just paid off my car. I was so excited. I paid it off in a year, and my car was stolen. So now I had to get another car. I know, and now I had to get another car so that because I had to have a vehicle, and now I'm having car payments again. So it's just been one thing after another. But I've stayed in school, and I've been trying, and it's taken me a little longer than I wanted because I had a couple.
Yeah.
I had trouble with a couple classes along the way, but I think that is because that I did get distracted, and that's what I need to do for these last two semesters is just stay focused on what I'm doing and stay true to what I need to do. So I do appreciate you reiterating that for me.
Oh, absolutely. You got this. You got it.
Yeah.
You're going to
you
get
got
there.
It.
Yeah. So thanks for calling.
And I just keep telling myself it's not if I graduate, it's when I graduate.
Exactly. Right. Hey, you know, that's what that Seven of Pentacles is all about. It's like when we have a Seven of Pentacles kind of experience, it's like, man, you know, it's not happening as fast mm-hmm. as I wish it would. You know, why is it taking so long? You know, it's a card of expectations and learning how to manage them and have patience
right.
in order to, you know, reap the reward. You know,
right.
So.
And as long as I graduate, I'm okay with even if it's taking me, you know, twice as long as everybody else. I'm probably twice as old as the students there anyway, so that's okay.
mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. You're doing you. You're not doing them. You know.
Yeah. Right.
You're doing it your way.
Thank you so much. And I'm thank you, Beth, for telling me about that class that you're having. I'm gonna look into that on that site. Did you say it was?
Oh, great. You'll absolutely love that. Dive into the numbers.
Okay.
And tarot.
What?
Yeah, it's a flash sale, so it's real easy. It's psychictalk.net/flash.
Okay. Flash. Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yeah, go check that
and
out.
You guys have been very helpful. Okay, thank you.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, we only had a few calls, Mary, but, you know, it pushed us way over the top of the hour. So we can't get back to the conversation about decks, which I want to. So what I'm thinking is, you know, we don't have a show next week, folks, but we'll be back in 2 weeks. And that show, what are we talking about again, Mary? I'm sorry, it just jumped right out of my head. I don't have the page open.
Tarot through the ages. What did they see?
Right. And then the Saturday after that is your Mystical Musings show. And so I'm thinking that the Saturday after that, the second Saturday in September, we should get back to decks. And because I have so many more questions, you know, things I want to talk about with you on it. And it'll give us a break, too. It'll give us a lot of time to, you know, do some research, see what's coming out and what recently came out, you know, and see what we can chat about on that show. What do you think?
I think that would be fun.
Awesome. Well, you know, we're going to leave for now, folks, because, you know, we went over and got other things, got to take care of. But it was so much fun. You know, big shout outs and thanks to the people in the chat room, to our listeners, to our callers, because we don't have a show without you. And thanks, Mary, for being here. And just going to say goodbye to everybody. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, Dad.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody. Happy Psychic Saturday.
Don't forget the flash sale. Happy Psychic Saturday.